So speaking of a guest that won't leave, you've heard the news?
I have heard some news. Is this some certain travel news?
Yeah, some travel. I don't have travel music. I'm sorry. I don't know what kind of music the travel desk would have. I'll have to work on that. But Big Fatty and Granny are coming to visit.
Dun, dun, dun. Are you prepared?
So am I prepared? Yeah. I've got a cardboard box and I'm going to put in it some things like poop bags and a map with all where all the toilets are, the turlets are, and maybe a lime or two and some Lysol wipes, and I'll have them the hotel put it in their
room. That's a lovely welcome gift.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Things like poop bags and a map with all where all the toilets are, the turlets are, and maybe a lime or two and some Lysol wipes.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2598 of the BFO for Thursday the 11th of January 2018, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to open some more crema cards, do some nattering, and can you hear that? Can you, yes, can we hear it? We hear it. Hello, leather weatherers. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are leather weatherers today because, y'all, the time has come. Yes, Big Fatty, the time has come. And, y'all, as you're hearing this, Granny and I are probably in old ruby red, heading over to the Hara Hotel for leather weather weekend. And, y'all, our good friends Jerry and Rick and Gavin and the number one funky homo, y'all, they're already over there. They arrived on Wednesday. Yes, Big Fatty. And, of course, all Chris and all Brian are already there as well. And y'all, from what I understand, they've pulled up a semi-tractor-trailer truck full of Tangeray. Yes, Big Fatty, over to the Capri Lounge for the weekend. Big Fatty, is that enough? We'll soon know. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, today, Thursday the 12th of January, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal, and y'all, I am going to predict that this person only listens to the little show once a year, because y'all, and it's because the one and only Melissa the Confused makes a listen. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, it is none other than the one and only Mama the Confused. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, Big Fatty has met Mama the Confused. And we was out there at the Disneyland in California. And y'all, there was a meet and greet. I don't remember everybody that was at it, but I know Melissa the Confused was there. Dr. Stone, I believe, was there. Oh, y'all, by the way, I spoke to Dr. Stone hump day night. Tuesday night, and tried to get him to come to leather weather, and y'all, he wouldn't have it. He said, never again, Big Fatty. He says that all the time, and he keeps coming back. It's true. but y'all, Mama the Confused, she had no idea what she was getting herself into. And y'all, the poor woman, just as nice as she could be, and y'all, she had to sit by Big Fatty at the meet and greet. Big Fatty, that is cruel and unusual punishment. It's true. But y'all, I don't know if Mama the Confused is on the Twitty or the space, but I know Melissa the Confused is. Yes, Big Betty, she does that last ovation little show. It's true. So, y'all, if you see Melissa the Confused or Mama the Confused, wish Mama the Confused a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that Melissa comes up with a big old piece of cake. I said, y'all, I hope by tomorrow I have, in fact, I'm going to say by tomorrow I'm going to have all the cans that I've received opened and read. But y'all, the first one is from Phoenix State. Big Fatty, he's already sent you two. I know, this is the third one. It's in a green envelope. Let's see what this is. And oh, Big Fatty, it's a grandma card. It is. And it says on the front, there's a little... doggy at the Christmas tree, and it says, "What your Christmas tree is like when you have a dog." And y'all, all the lights are up at the top. And then there's a picture of a kitty cat in a window, and it says, "What your Christmas tree is like when you have a cat." And y'all, it's out in the garbage can because it's been destroyed. Big Fatty, oh, Big Fatty. And it says, Big Fatty, hope your holidays are decorated with happiness, love, Phoenix Dave and Scott. And he says, Big Fatty, blame it all on Squeaky Kitty. Big Fatty! Damn cat, I hope your crema is a special one and that the new year is filled with gentlemen callers filling your chimney with lots of special liquid snow. Big Fatty, he's as vulgar as you. It's true. Here's to a wonderful 2018. And y'all, there's a dollar in here also. And it says, here's the payment for episodes 2001 through 2200. Try not to spend it all in one place. Big Fatty, I didn't know you were charging. I didn't know I was charging either. But Phoenix Day, thank you so much. That's really a cute card. Y'all, our next one, y'all, is from Big Ricky. It is from Big Ricky up there in the Chicago's. Oh, by the way, y'all, did you hear Big Ricky and Adam did a little show about papas, and they did not consult an expert on those, and I've given him a verbal spanking on that. Y'all, on the front, it's a little penguin, and it says warm winter wishes. And y'all, I think this is one of those cards that Big Ricky makes. Yes, Big Fatty. So it's Big Fatty. Thank you for many years of friendship and all the life lessons you have taught me over the years. You mean a great deal to me and have been a father figure. Big Fatty, you're an old fart, it's true, for all of us. My life is so much greater with you in it. I thank you so much for it. Happy holidays, Big Ricky, Tony, Ivy, and Isaiah. Well, Big Ricky, thank you so much. That's a very kind card, and the sentiments are just as lovely as they can be. And y'all, our last card today comes from the future. And y'all, it's from the little Ozzy Battler, and on the back of it, it says, ho, 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 in Fat Acres. And y'all, we're just going to open this up right now and see what we got here. Yes, we're going to get it open. It is a picture. It is a picture of Santa Claus and the koala bears and the kangaroos and, oh, Big Fatty! And it says, dearest Big Fatty, thanks for another year of auditory horror. I mean pleasure. You've done it again somehow. Hope this little giftette brings you even more than your best coupon ever. Scotty, hope to see you in New Orleans. And y'all, there are two scratch-offs from the future. Well, thank you, Scotty.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, y'all, yes, y'all, I was on my way home from the coal mine on on a hump day, y'all, as I was leaving, the coal mine, I said, see you next Tuesday, yes, Big Betty, and y'all, the cellular telephonic, no, I didn't, I got a testimonium, from my regular gentleman caller that enjoys the special chair. He says, hey, Big Freddy, what are you doing? I said, I'm on my way home. He says, mind if I come by? I said, well, it'll probably be about 20 minutes before I get there. He goes, I'll see you then. And, y'all, he came over, and it was just lovely. Y'all, it was just one of those things that was just... he had just gotten off of work, and he says, I just need to release Big. Hey, and so y'all, he came in, and yes, Big Betty, there was releasing. Can you hear that? Can you, yes, Big Betty, we hear it. Y'all, as I do on Hump Day, went by the Vons. Big Betty, you just went there on Monday. Well, I went again today. Big Freddy, you're going out of town. Well, I don't care. Several things I wanted to pick up. Y'all, they had the good Cheez-It crackers. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those that I took into the coal mine. Y'all, I had a coupon for the Ziploc bags. And y'all, they were on sale. So what did I do? Big Freddy, we don't know. I picked up a couple of those. Y'all, they have the good bag solids on sale, so I got a Paya Gorgonzola and a Caesar solid. And y'all, I had an electronic coupon for this ice cream. Called Proyo, and y'all, I don't think this is the kind that the DJ Star Sage tries, but y'all, it was buy one get one free, and it's one of those high protein, and I thought, well, I'll try that. Y'all, they had the little cans of the cinnamon rolls on sale, so y'all, $10 for $10, so y'all, I picked up four of those, and y'all, then I picked up these little disposable cookery sheets for that, and what did I do? Big Betty, we don't know. That's all I got. And y'all, I spent $27.50, but I saved $23.79. Yes, Big Betty. Yeah, I guess y'all want to catch up on a few things in the e-letter box. Y'all, I got an e-letter from Ed Chan, he's doing fine. He's still in the hospital, and he asked me not to give all the details or anything, but he is listening. And Ed, we're all sending good thoughts your way, and we hope. We hope you're out of El Hospitalo, which we all know is Mexican for El Hospitalo, very soon. Y'all, Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon has sent me a picture. It's a picture of a Certificate of Excellence a plaque that was presented to the Guru Restaurant. And, y'all, I asked her, I said, is it in Tampa, Big Freddy? There you have it. Let's see, what else have I got here? Y'all, you know, when I had the when I had the mess up last week, and I had the 18 minutes of silence, well, y'all, one of the people that got in touch with me, someone from the Ock. It's someone from the Ock that I'm not sure I've communicated with, and y'all, it says, Brent Freddy, best podcast ever, Crickets, 20 Minutes of Silence, Sheer Bliss, thank you for opening and reading, a daily listener, D.P. McGuy, a.k.a. Fake Orgasm, beep! And he's vulgar. He is vulgar. But y'all, D.P. McGuy, thank you so much. And anyway, he says he listens. And it's anyway, y'all, it was one of those things that something good came out of something bad. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I will say... Chairman Alaska, he's in Cambodia right now. He was giving me Big Freddy, we don't know some advice on retirement. By the way, Tim, I missed seeing your Kremlin letter this year. It's one of the highlights of my year. So if you got an extra copy, send it on to Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, Princess Hannah, you know, Dan, my Northeast straight boyfriend, told me how much Big Fatty had saved on the coupon last year. Well, y'all, Princess Hannah sent me something that she got. It says that she saved $550.13 in 2017. She says, if I save that much, how much to the spend? Benny, that's the true question. So anyway, congratulations there, Princess Hannah. I think that's about it. Y'all, now we've got the leather weather weekend coming up. And y'all, I thought I'd just run down the schedule for you. Y'all, Thursday today, y'all, you know, every day is happy hour at the Capri Lounge. 2-for-1 cocktails, 4 to 7 p.m. That's the well cocktails and the domestic beers. Y'all, then from 7:30 to 9 p.m. in the evening, Jim and Gavin are putting on the cock-a-doodle-doo early arrival cocktail party. Friday morning, Jerry and Rick are doing coffee. And y'all, I may take those cinnamon rolls over there, and we might bake them up. Y'all, Gay Country West and company, they're doing the Bloody Marys. Excuse me, not Marys. It's the Bloody Marvins and the Himosas. John is gonna help him with that. And y'all, then we're having homemade soup at lunch. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Now, y'all, in full disclosure, tomorrow's little show gonna be recorded prior to Granny and I heading out to the Horror Hotel. But, y'all, your Monday little show will be recorded on property, live from the Horror Hotel. Beep, Fatty, it's gonna be a drunkie. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Turnip Head and Dr. Stone from over there at the old hat show, the Toucan Beanie. And Turnip Head, what's Granny packing for leather weather?
Things like poop bags and a map with all where all the toilets are, the turlets are. Mm-hmm. And maybe a lime or two and some Lysol wipes.
Oh, everything I agree with except maybe the lime. Big Fatty's packing in.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.